So that's the sound of prosperity. And next we will hear a sound from nature. Our series Wild Sounds puts a microphone to the animal kingdom. Biologist Andy Bass of Cornell University has been listening to the midshipman fish.
That's from the plainfin midshipman fish. They have an air-filled bladder known as a swim bladder that most fishes use to change their position in the water column, but many fish have secondarily adapted this organ for sound production. Individual males build a territory, if you will, under a rocky shelter. And from that rocky shelter, they produce that hum advertisement call to attract females to their nest. We put a hydrophone out by a nest, and then at night, which is when they start becoming very vocal, we could record all of those sounds. Now, the other sound you heard coming in the background is the hum from a neighboring male. The other guy is humming at the same time, competing perhaps with that other male, trying to attract a female to his nest. The grunt is the simplest signal that they produce. It's very brief in duration. It appears to depend on whether or not another male actually gets inside of a nest of a male. What we've discovered is the same regions of the brain that a fish uses to produce sound. In fact, I can show you those same regions in the brain of a human or a bird or a frog. We were out recording these sounds at the study site up in Washington State. And then, sure enough, right about 9 o'clock at night, suddenly the water becomes alive with sound. And it goes on for hours. And it's just incredible to listen to. We're sitting there with earphones glued to our heads, listening to these fish all night, making these growls and hums and grunts.
Thanks to NPR's Christopher Joyce for tracking down our wild sounds, including the midshipman fish, which are part of the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology collection. You can find out more about the fish at npr.org.